Modern Black Man Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Modern Black Man Podcast. I am joined by the beautiful, the intelligent, the great Siren. What's happening?
Hey, well, thank you. Hype me up.
Man, it's been a while. I'm glad that you made some time. I just wanted to catch up and discuss a couple things that I'm doing and working on, see what's going on with you, and talk about the world, man. It's kind of a wild spot right now.
It is. But what you working on? What's going on?
Man, okay. May 9th, as far as it's scheduled, I have an adult film star that is going to do a interview with me on the YouTube channel. I guess I'm familiarizing myself with her work. She's pretty cool. I actually know her from YouTube because she's a fighter. I interacted with her on YouTube, and I was, you know, kind of getting into her content or whatever, because she likes to fight. Looks like she rolls. She's cute and quirky and wears the pink spider woman mask, and I had no idea who it was, but I guess I somewhat recognized her, and obviously we had conversation and blah blah blah. She accepted the invite, and she's going to be on the show May 9th. I don't know how I feel about getting familiar with her work. I don't know how I feel if I should actually watch the content or what. What do you think about that? How does one familiarize with you know, someone in the industry? Because it certainly doesn't define her. I think she's pretty cool.
I mean, you don't have to, like, watch. You could just, you know, ask her. Let her story speak for itself.
Yeah.
She seems like that's amazing. Adult film star and a fighter. I'm really
good. Right? Looking at she's an anomaly. That's what kind of got me into her orbit. I just was, you know, talking to her on YouTube, and I observed that a lot of her content was heard like at a rolling gym. And granted, it doesn't look like she spends a lot of time grappling or on the ground. I think it's jiu-jitsu. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to lean into or what to lean into at this point, because I want to give her props. I think that this is, yeah, that's not something that you don't usually tell people, but she's pretty low-key about it.
That's, I mean, you're going to have to definitely, I'm very interested in her. Wow.
Her name is Chain Crossfire. If anybody follows me on Threads or most social media, I've kind of shared some imagery to kind of get you familiar with her. I've been sharing her YouTube. I think she's pinned up on my Twitter. She's pretty cool. I haven't really seen too much other work. I know that she did like Ghetto Gaggers, so, or like Facial Abuse. So,
oh, she's been on Ghetto Gaggers. I don't watch Ghetto Gaggers that much anymore because, like, there's like the degradation is there, which I'm into, but there's like a layer of race play that I don't like.
Yeah, I think that's really what it's probably become. But it's that stuff. But yeah, she's been on that, and I'm just like, I don't know how to breach the subject, because what you just said, I think people really look at that with a trauma. I think people feel traumatized from just knowing that.
Well, I'd ask her about her experience. I would ask her about her experience in the adult film industry. I think that she's gonna have a lot of gems to, you know, drop and say, like.
Yeah, I would definitely assume so, right? Like, do you think that would be Yeah, is that traumatizing?
I think there's a way you could arrange those questions where you don't, like, you know, nitpick and pry into like people's trauma, because sometimes they're not comfortable sharing that, and we don't know if that was a traumatized situation, because we don't know what she's into sexually, and some people are into degradation. There are some people who are into race play. That's not to say she is, though, however, because again, she's an adult film star. So, you know, I would just, like I said, be open to hearing about her experiences.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a business. It could be a business move. It could be a personal move. Where one knows to ask.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, I would just take your time and write some interesting questions. And yeah.
My biggest fear is her bogusing on the interview, because I know that a lot of times people are all game and they, you know, they want to do it, or they say they want to do it. And then when it comes time to it, especially with something that could be sensitive, I don't want to be like demanding, but I'm super excited because I think she has a tremendous wisdom. I don't think that you can venture into a play like that without having some dope wisdom, some sage advice coming out the other side, you know?
Exactly. So I think that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time.
Very informative. And yeah, I'm interested to hear about, you know, her.
Okay, I can get you on there with us May 9th. Mark your calendar.
Okay, yeah. If I'm off, I definitely would love to.
But aside from that, just working on a few little projects and keeping some things afloat. I'm actually pretty excited for next month. I'm going to be in Vegas, so I'm going to take some time, and hopefully I can connect with some cool people out there. Maybe Channy will be able to introduce me to some people or something like that. I don't know.
See how it goes. That's a really exciting connection to make. So I think it'll be amazing.
For sure. But what about you? What have you been up to so far this beautiful spring? We're about to be in the real summer months. I think you're getting active. You're getting kind of busy.
Not with anything creative. I've really just been working, working and just trying to, you know, figure out life. I did have somebody message me and ask me when my podcast was coming back. I just haven't. There was a lot of life changes between me and then also the team who was helping me, my great friends who were helping with my podcast. We all had just kind of life changes. So, you know, it's kind of a reorganization. I'm hoping by summer I'm going through personal life things and changes. So hopefully by summer things will settle down and, you know, maybe we can bring that back. I know people liked the live stream from the hot tub. That was, something that people enjoy. So I'm really hoping to bring that back. But we will see.
I certainly miss your podcast. I can't wait till you're recording content again and putting that out there. I think that the world needs it, especially in the climate we're in now. Everything's dying. I was going to start talking about Black Twitter. Is Black Twitter dead?
Well, it's not Twitter anymore. It's X now.
Right? That's very true. But I mean, it used to be a point when, I don't know, it was very entertaining. It was, you knew who and where to go to, and maybe it's the simple name change, right? I feel like it's dead. Like, it's not like it used to be. So what happened to X?
Who knows? It's been a, you know, I don't know. It's just been a crazy time, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a lot going on. And then also, too, it's just the same complaints. You know, it was funny to get that message from somebody, you know, about like, when is your podcast coming back? Because I was, again, as usual, talking shit on my story this morning. And
I got to check it out.
Yeah, nothing too bad. But, you know, the same complaints, red pill, blue pill, still the alpha male and all this thing. And it just is, I don't know, it's a lot.
Okay. It sounds like it's about to be some motion, some movement, some things about to get shook up. I didn't know. I'm going to have to pay attention.
No shaking up.
No shake. Now, would you say that you're in a, are you in a villain era or just an evolution era?
Just an evolution era. I'm not in the villain era.
Yeah, I mean, it's I see changes in I see evolution. It's evolution's always good. I think that you're always great. So yeah, okay.
Yeah, nothing new going on over here. I mean, I'm not in a villain era. I'm just in a growing era. I don't want to call it villainry anymore. No villain era. I don't know.
A growth. It's a new strength. You're finding new strength. That's always a good thing. I definitely see that your brilliance shine through.
I'm trying. This has been an interesting time for me, I can say. And it's just been a lot of life lessons, especially leading up to 30. So I'm just trying to, work through that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that your wisdom is going to come through and that light's going to continue to shine and 30 is going to be enriched. I think that that could be your greatest era, could be your strongest decade. Are you looking forward to 30?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I do have plans for that. I mean, creative work. I am gonna do a photo shoot for my 30th. So I'm excited for that. So yeah, I am excited for 30. I just feel like it's been a lot of hard life lessons and hard realizations and just coming to terms with, certain things and
So, as far as your connections in the world, are there connections that you're wanting to lean into further? Are there connections that you're looking to explore more? Or are you at trying to just deepen the ones that you have?
I just cut off a connection. So that was hard. I'm not sure if it's cut off all the way. That's actually what kind of what my story was based in. I just cut off a connection, unfortunately, and that was a little rough, a little surprising.
Oh, it sounds like it was hard. Like it was not what you wanted to do.
It and don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna again like any situation in life, I can't say I was perfect in the situation, but I think I told you that I was involved with somebody since I had connected with somebody after my breakup. And everything was going, well. And I don't know, I feel like so many people are so, we're all so try avoid it and getting hurt. And I mean, I can tell you the story because you're a man, and I talked to my homeboy about this, and I was just shocked by it. So I was done with this guy. We were having a great time for about 5 months. And long story short, we had a whole discussion that we had feelings for each other and everything. I mean, we're going on dates. Me and him exchanged bound we were to each other's Valentine's Day, everything. I mean, this guy was like, "Oh, I'm open to meeting your daughter." Now, I wasn't ready for all that. That's, it's a big thing. But long story short, he last what was this 2 week like a la what was the weekend of 420? Okay, he had asked me that week that I want to hang out for 420, but where we wanted to hang out was somewhere that was a little further away. So that Friday, I had friends who came down from my hometown and they wanted to party. So I hit them up and I was like, "Hey, instead of us, making this far drive to go hang out for 420, you want to come out with me and my friends tonight?" And that's where it started to get weird. So, he gives a vague answer. So I assume he just doesn't want to hang out. Instead of saying no, you don't have to tell me maybe or whatever. So I just leave it alone. So he texts me again and he's like, "Oh, did you guys decide what you want to do?" And I was like, "Yeah, this is what we're going to do." So he asked me, he's like, "So question, are you inviting me out because you want to see me?" So I said, "Yeah, I want to spend time with you." And I'm like, so it got weird. He's like, "You're okay with me meeting your friends?" And I was like, "Well, I thought that at the core of our situation, we still were friends. So I didn't think it was weird." So the next day after that, we're having a conversation. And he's like, are you worried about catching feelings for me? And I was like, dot, dot, dot. I already have feelings for you. What are you talking about? And he's like, well, we both know what the deal is between us.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. So, yeah, I cut that shit off.
Dang. So, hold on. Hold on. I'm getting the mixed messages. I'm reading mixed messages. He was trying to protect himself from catching the feels, and you disclosed that you had the feels. And it sounds like he cut off from any chance of there being feels.
Even though we had already talked about having feelings for each other.
But it was after he met the friends, because...
He didn't even meet the friends. He didn't even come.
Ooh, well, okay. If I'm just obviously an outsider listening in, you think he just felt a certain way that it went from, I guess, a possible one-on-one situation to bringing other people, unknown people into it, and he just emotional overload, emotional short circuit?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I was very disappointed and shocked, and it just was hard. I ain't gonna cap.
Right. But I think I get it though. You made the executive decision, like, nah, I ain't gonna mess up doing the two step, the hokey pokey, going back and forth with, you know, someone that I have feelings for, and they're reneging on what they were telling me.
Yeah, it hurt, because I mean, even like at the time we discussed having feelings, it wasn't a rush for a relationship. It also was weird with him too, because, and there probably is a layer of to why. So I discussed this with one of my homeboys, and I will add this layer to the story since we're talking. When I had went out, he had checked in on me, and something had happened. So what happened was, when I was out, and this is crazy, I was out, and like me, I'm with my homegirls, my homegirl's fiance came, XYZ, and we're walking inside from the patio to the bar, inside bar, and right in front of my face walks my ex.
Wow.
So my ex and then the other girlfriend who he was dealing with was there too. So obviously nothing happened until we decided, you know, we stayed. They were like, are you okay? Do you want to stay? And I was like, yeah, like, you know, I'm fine, whatever. Me, I'm not dramatic like that. You know, I wasn't about to start no shit. So when we leave, I get a phone call, and it is my ex, and he is screaming about how, you know, and mind you, me and him, we live by each other. So we had just ran into each other at the grocery store, and I didn't say shit to him. I just walked by him. So he's on this dramatic spree about how he doesn't understand why we have to be enemies and all this shit like that. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, you know, I was like, fuck you. Like, I'm like, at the end of the day, I was like, I'm not harming you. I just ignore you. You know, I just pretend like you don't exist. Like, I'm like, all the shit that you did. So long story short, it becomes this whole argument. I'm leaving, you know, and he's like, I want to have a conversation. So this is what happens. I do go by the guy who I was dealing with's house. And when we're there, my ex calls again, and he's like, I'm outside your house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I keep it calm, and I say, I am not home. Go home. And when I get home, I will decide what I want to do. That was it. So my homeboy believes that this guy is tripping out because he thinks that me and my ex are messing around. Now, that is not what happened. I will tell you what did happen, however, and I did perceive like I needed this. So when I did get home, I actually did meet up with my ex, and we had a conversation, which ended in me forgiving him.
Ooh.
And that was the end. I literally took my black ass home and went to bed. Nothing else happened. But, and some people might be surprised by that. Personally, for me, I was surprised I did it. But I tell you, the weightlessness I felt after doing that and coming to terms and looking him in the face and telling him that I forgive you, it was not for him. It was for me.
Yeah.
Do that. Because, I mean, regardless, yeah, hey, but sometimes it was great to spend time with somebody else. But I was harboring a lot of hurt from that situation. So yeah, my homeboy believes that he thinks that, you know, oh, me and my ex back messing around, which is not the case. Like I told my homeboy, if that was the case and this man really cared, if you heard me on the phone saying leave, go home and leave my house, why not ask what was going on? Because everybody, like people who know me know, when I was going through my breakup, my ex showed up at my house and was on my Ring camera in the middle of the night, and that was not comfortable.
Right.
So that being said, you know, it kind of was like, oh crap, what happened?
Man, you gotta know though, like, I hope I didn't lose you.
No, I'm back. I'm sorry.
But if you know that your ex has a contentious connection and then you see that person as a man, it already puts him, oh man, it messes your brain up. It puts him with you, right? And then you say that there was interaction, a conversation, or whatever. And then he saw you contacting, communicating, because you're probably being very open and honest with this whole thing. I think it just, the male ego, just, it's all.
Said, this man, like I told you, he and his other women. He's still dealing with somebody in his past.
Say it again.
Oh, I said he's still dealing with his past.
Well, it's different when we do it. It's especially when he's trying to bridge over, right? I'm saying the ego. It's different when we do it. And then when he's trying to establish or I guess double down on those feelings, confirm them, and really be like, yo, like, all right, I'm kind of feeling that's the only power he had. In a situation where maybe these things can make him feel powerless, right?
But why ego? Why can't feel how?
Because me, I say this all the time. Men are incredibly emotional. The way that we display our emotions is far different from how women do it. And in our culture, I think the lyingest men will try to say that they're alpha males or they're detached or whatever it is. When was the last time you've heard of female leaders warring as nations? Like, it's just the way we are. I mean, that's why we conquer with war and violence and sports and conversations as politics. I mean, men lead all of these things, and it's because of an ego and a drive, and all of our institutions are built on male power, whether you call it a patriarchy or not. So, with that con.
Uh-oh.
Dick drive his car, not pussy, is all I'm saying. And men have that need for control and
But you have to give the same energy you want back. Like, for example, me and this individual had an issue, and I can say the same thing on my ex, because I was complaining about this earlier this week too, what I don't like with men. And I'll use my ex as a perfect example. My ex did all the crazy cheating and everything, but when it came to me and my relationships or anything I had going on, there was always this control freak mechanism, or this like, you can't do that. Like, and I don't understand that with men. So you want all this loyalty, you want the emotional labor, but you don't want to return it back. Now, my ex is, I will give him this, he's a little different. When I sat down with my ex and we had a conversation, I was very surprised for him to admit, because I've always had this thought with him that there is something mentally wrong with him. But he literally admitted and told me that for a long time, since he was a child, and I've known this because I should have known when my ex told me that he was in and out of psych when he was a kid, but there's a reason behind that that I know of. He admitted that he knows that when he does certain things and he lacks empathy. But I've never understood that, you know, with the majority of men, and you know, you want to have your cake and eat it too. And even with this individual, when we first started dealing with each other, you know, he was a big thing of, oh, well, you want to be with other men and blah, 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 blah. But I had to stop him, like, wait a minute, you hunching two other people outside of me. So you're not my boyfriend. You don't want to be, you talking about how you want to be single, you know, you out here being single. Now, this was originally when we first started in the first few months, not late as up to now. But, you know, I had to really have that conversation. I had to tell him, an older man, and shout out to this older man, had always taught me, you don't drop your options for no man who ain't taking care of you and making sure you straight. And we don't do that. And I mean, that's why I always tell men all the time, especially like in this new age with, you know, open relationships and things like that. You give the respect that you want. So if you want to run around town being the community dick, I'm sorry to tell you, buddy, be the example. I'm getting really tired of these newer age men in these relationships talking about body counts and things like that, but they running through the city. It's the same fucking thing. I don't want to hear about how, well, you're a woman and this, this, and that. I'm a woman, but I'm in the new age. I'm a woman who has access to condoms and birth control and things like that. So I do know how to stay safe.
Hey, amen. That's evolution, yo. Like,
people, come on, you know? That's me and evolution. My friends are just saying this, and it's not a jab at all. Men, there are some amazing men out here. Don't get me wrong. But what men are saying in this age of this new age of male loneliness, see, this is not the old days where grandma couldn't open a bank account or go to work. This is 2024, where you have to be likable and emotionally available. And if you don't have that, then I'm sorry to tell you, Negro, you ninja, Negro, whatever, nigga, you need to back the fuck up. People don't want the dude who just wants to be stoic. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be an actual human being or a kind person. We don't want that, and we don't have to put up with that. Right. And that's why I get annoyed with this rhetoric. Or again, like I said, you have no discipline over yourself. You want to fuck everything that moves, but when it comes to me, you want me to sit on my hands and stuff like that. What the fuck do I have to be disciplined for? What do I have to be submissive for? Because you're not a safe person to be submissive to. You ain't leading me nowhere.
You done got some game from an OG.
Hey, these is true. And these, I learned this when I was with my ex, because it was crazy. This is a man who, again, like I had to tell my ex, and my ex knows this man who gave me this advice. That nigga is cheating on, like, not cheating. His wife knew what he was up to, because that nigga right. paid the bills.
Right.
But that man put his wife in a good situation where, all right, yeah, he out here, he outside. Like, that's why I'm not promoting cheating, but like I told my ex. Sure. You ain't making enough money to be cheating on nobody. I'm sorry to say. That's a rich man's sport.
I mean, it depends on the situation, but that's it. We're blurring lines, right? Because that stoicism that comes from being the old school traditional alpha male, right? It really ain't it no more. And I think that we're illuminated in thought and fact at why that is allowed. No one can call you out because you're buying everyone's compliance, complicity in it, right? You're paying the bills to be that boss. And these, I don't know, these.
And I'll say and I won't even say it's a monetary thing. You're making it a stable situation for me to be emotionally safe. You're making sure, like, I'll even tell a funny story with my ex, and there's no shit to shade to him, because we, like I said, we are in a better place, especially since we are neighbors, so we do need to be nice to each other. But I was so pissed. I met a young lady who had interactions with him when me and him were dating that I didn't know about, and he, do you know that this man picked her up and took her on a date and made her pay?
I think that's been a pattern with this guy. Like you said, that's his thing. Like,
that's his thing. I was surprised, because he never did that with me. He always made sure that everything, I will say that as a boyfriend, he actually was a decent boyfriend besides the cheating and everything. But I was so embarrassed. And I'm just like, how could you? Like, you know, like how embarrassing that was. Like, ew, like you took this girl out and didn't even pay for her. And then, you know, like, it just was like, what the hell, sir? Like, I can't believe this. Right. It was embarrassing. Like, ew.
But you make a good point, though. It's about emotional as well as financial deposits into the bank account.
I'm not with, you know, all this. I'm not looking for somebody to trick off of me and pay my bills. I'm looking for somebody who, again, I can feel comfortable with, and we can grow together and we can have fun and we can enjoy, you know, we can make memories together. I am not out here seeking man who has to pay bills, but I want the same respect that you want. I want the same treatment. And no, like I even said with this individual I cut off, no, I don't like that. You're making me feel delusional or crazy. You never had to pander for the coochie. We too old for that. Just say what you want.
I like it. That's huge evolution.
Dying.
I see it. So, amen. I just, your ex, man, he's very emotionally connected to you, possibly spiritually connected to you. And yeah. I think that.
I have another name for my ex.
I'm going to laugh.
I think people used to think I was crazy because I told him this when we were dating to his face. I think that he has mental health issues and I think he needs to be on medication. And I'm not joking.
I know. I think you said that before. You were like, yo, like this, he's out there.
Yeah. I think he's a little out. I don't think he's in, I don't know. So despite what he says, when we talked to him, we had our little, forgiveness conversation. I was very surprised that he finally apologized, but he told me that he is, and he's still in love with me and he is going to love me forever.
Yeah. I see that. And that's a fact. I mean, I'm not wishing for it or against it because I don't know it, but it's a very strong connection. And this young man, he hasn't
changed though. Like I told him,
probably hasn't.
He hasn't changed. I mean, I understood and I did apologize for him because I know I am quite crazy. And when I get hurt, I can fly off the handle. And I did say some very nasty choice things about him. And I did apologize. But like I told him, he hasn't changed. And that's why I told him, like, you know, I don't foresee a future where we are romantically ever connected again. Because, no, like I told him, I can get over cheating. I actually can get over cheating. That's not the issue. And like I told him, even early on with him, that wasn't an issue because there was a point in our relationship where we had the agreement that I get it. We are both open people. But like I told him, lying to me consistently, not once, not twice, over a whole span of over a year is a blatant choice.
Yeah. That he committed to. That was the only thing he committed to, was lying to you.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I couldn't understand with him. He's like, you know, well, he told me that he was disappointed because everybody else who was involved in the situation came and sat down with him. But like I told him, every other woman who sat down with you, I see where they're at and they're back at your feet. And that's not me. And no offense, like I also told him too, because apparently these are the same women who want to talk shit about me. And like, frankly, like I told him, I don't need defending. A lot of these women, some of them very well knew that that was my partner and were very well much so smiled in my face while they were, again, behind my back doing God knows what. So that being said, that's not really somebody I really give a fuck who talks shit about me. But I mean, again, honestly, and this is no shade to nobody, I know how a lot of these women look. I see why they came back and talked to you. They ain't really got no options.
Right.
Unfortunately for me, like I told him, I don't know if it's a pride thing or whatever. Again, if it was maybe one situation, fine, but the multitude of situations that happened with my ex, there's just, unfortunately for me, like I told him, there's no chance that we romantically could ever be on that level again. I just don't trust you.
Awesome boundaries. No, I don't think that it's going to be soon for you to reconnect. I'm glad that you somewhat reconciled and you see the fallout in your current situation or possibly future situations that are going to echo from this connection. I think that wisdom is what's going to carry you to what you're really going to invest yourself in the future. I mean, your eyes are open, your hands are open, and you're ready to catch what's best. And I really want that for you. So for sure, it's coming.
Yes. Well, thank you. But I appreciate you letting me come on your podcast and just rant.
I'm always... I love having conversations with you. You know that. So, I mean, I appreciate you giving me the time. We kind of covered some things that are coming up with the Modern Black Man podcast. I hope anybody listening to this visits themodernblackman.com. I hope that we stay engaged on social media. And if you have anything to promote, I'd love to support it. We could always follow up on it, but I always appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Don't forget to visit themodernblackman.com. View the vlog, the blog, listen to the podcast, all in one place.